Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yeah. Oh, we're on now. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Yes, sir. It is Friday, January 17th, 2025.
Yeah, I gotta make a note because I don't like how that ended right there. Like, you're on the tip of a separate conversation, and obviously we got to come on and work, you know, do our jobs, but I got to write down, like... Go back to that off there.
Well, good, because I've already forgotten what it was. well, yeah, now I know.
Just, to, you know, it takes a tangent here or there, kind of jumps off various jumping off points.
Yeah.
But, you know, about ball cards.
It really usually is. Or wrestling.
It's about ball cards.
That's about it.
Oh, yeah, now I do remember what it was. Legit. Happy Friday. Isn't it nice?
Well, I mean,
if you're on the pay schedule that we're on, it's one of the better Fridays. I think we're on like the state rotation now, like state employees.
Yeah. Like,
somebody told me that.
I wonder what the benefit was for the company for changing it to what they changed it to. Because we used to be the 15th and the last.
Yeah. I don't know. It's probably whoever does payrolls, like, look. I got my kids every other weekend, and I need a little bit of a break. So let's switch them.
I don't think they like to do the long term as far as, like, most companies now. Like, big lump payments. I remember talking to a teacher, and he said the district that he works for, they give you the option, you know, when you're not working during the summer, you could not get paid those months. Oh, yeah. And he said there were a lot of teachers that just weren't managing the money well, and they would complain that they wouldn't have any money in the summer. So they quit doing that where he works.
That's why if you win the lottery, you want to get the annuity.
Really? So you can sell it?
Is that what the key is?
What if you have a, you know, God dang it, I could sing the song.
If they owe you money and they're going to slowly over time pay it back to you, you could also get that money all at once and invest it. Which is what they're doing with the money you're letting them keep.
Yep.
I mean, it's what we do with the banks. Now, granted, if we all decide to take our money out of the bank, it all just goes away. So don't do it. Leave some in there.
I think that happened in America before.
Yeah, well, they also took all our gold and silver at one point, too. Most recently being 1972. Richard Nixon.
What are you doing, Nix?
But then I'm not saying, like, I would know what to do with all that money, but I didn't have an idea.
I'd like put it on my bed and count it and throw it up in the air.
Well, I would never physically have all the cash because that's...
I can film a video.
Fab, well, you may know this. Paige, maybe even. But with technology stuff, isn't it true that... I want to say police officers, but maybe it's more like... I don't want to say higher up, but just a different branch that can smell lots of cash... Or detect, not smell maybe with dogs, but also a detection device with all the strips.
Yeah.
See, that sucks too.
And it changes so much.
I would think the dogs would smell it before people would.
God,
I wish I could smell money on people.
I keep a wad in my butt.
Wow.
I'll take that into contact. Of money.
There's a, like, wouldn't it be fun to kind of, you know, invest your own money? It's like a little game, you know, like if you want to mess around with penny stocks or buy you cryptos here or there.
Nah, I'd rather invest someone else's, lose their money.
Well, yeah, that's true. But like when you see these people on TV, like, hey, you got a $1 million portfolio, come see us. I'm like, how many people have a $1 million portfolio? Not as many as you would think.
Yeah,
$1 million isn't really anything anymore, honestly.
Some of them won't even talk to you unless you got 500.
Well, I mean, it's true.
I mean, you're right.
Look at the housing market. You have to have $1 million to practically live here.
But they just, you know, put it, you want to put it, you know, the S&P is always there to invest in, you know, it performs stronger.
I my piece yesterday, man. It was, I was like, I got to make this red light or,
I've been there.
I was hanging out the window.
I thought about it, but then I'd get in trouble because it was near a school and I would have essentially been mooning them with intent to harm.
Is that Matt Man?
He's, and I'd have to get a new car wash.
It's a dirty moon. Don't look.
That's a nice racing stripe you got there, boy.
He may have soiled something.
God dang it. I miss saying celebrity birthdays. I have to issue an apology.
Oh.
To 1 of 51 of the Xfinity series.
Oh, that's a big faux pas.
I didn't realize it until after the show yesterday. I'm meticulous about this isn't a I know you hate the word what's happening, Paige? Do you see a clown right now?
No, I'm wondering, this person has signed our wall like 100 times and you missed that.
Oh. Well, so I'm meticulous about, or trying to be more, especially this year, meticulous about people's birthdays, because I realized, I have to be honest, down deep, I give a damn if somebody tells me happy birthday. Like, I really do. If somebody remembers, I'm not being like, because there's this old, I don't care, it's my birthday. If it is my birthday and you tell me, I appreciate the hell out of that. Yep. Like, I really do. So, in my phone this year, I didn't mean to say phone, because it's a phone.
Phone.
I put people, oh, Lord.
There's one coming up.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm trying not to miss it. So, I got to remember, note to self. Do not miss it, or you'll get kicked in the head.
Well.
Very hard.
Yeah. So, it's set up in my phone to tell me, send a message, like, hey, little notifications, what is the word I'm looking for? Hey, it's so-and-so's birthday. And then, as I'm literally getting in the car to leave here yesterday, it's like, it's Jug's birthday. And I'm like, good God. Like 20 minutes ago, we did celebrity birthdays. Yep.
And he should have been in there.
He should have.
Should have been in there. Dang it.
Luckily, he wasn't in the country, I don't think.
He's in the city this week.
Oh, yeah. Well, our other buddy.
Try not to say that. I've thought about that before. Like, you know, some people might not want you to announce to, at the end of the day, quarter of a million people that they're out of town.
I didn't want to say he was in Guantanamo Bay, and I tried not to. But
he wanted to see if he could be waterboarded and take it. Fucking man.
Good gracious.
He loves those immersive experiences where they, you know, kidnap you. And
yeah. Like, he wants to be, like, locked in a catacomb, see if he can find his way out.
Now, our other buddy, if I keep seeing his tequila commercials, is going to remind me that his birthday is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And I won't forget.
That's right. Don't forget. Wow, Lord, you threw me on a whirl with that one now.
I know, because...
But is it the one that invited us to their tequila bar? Or is it...
Yeah, down there.
Okay.
There.
Oh, yeah. Someone has to get kicked very bar? Hard. Nice.
Yeah. Well, you were sitting right there. You zone out. We're in here talking about wrestling. You just like...
This really does.
I'm not listening to this.
Well, I mean,
what song are you singing in your head when we're talking about wrestling off the air?
Oh, I can't.
Tiny Babbles.
It's probably Hoochie Mama by Two Life Crew.
Hey, we want some breakfast.
Yes.
God, tell me I got that, please.
Anything but when I'm focusing on.
And I just can't hide it.
That.
I got
that part.
So many damn jobs, and I'm going to tell
you.
You
know that I'm consolidating soon. You know that.
That's some consolidation.
I know.
The merger.
Consolidation. It's going to be beautiful.
The big merger.
If you let me practice on you.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with it.
Hey, you talk about your wrestling. My stomach's barking.
Oh, we so hungry. Oh, we so hungry. Oh, we so hungry. We want some breakfast.
Generally.
Oh, we so hungry. Oh, we so hungry. Oh, we so hungry. We want some breakfast.
When we were all eating like hell back in the day.
I know. We actually had breakfast.
And several of you would just pop in here.
Yep.
With food. Now, if I didn't know you, I didn't need it. No offense.
That's a good rule of thumb, though.
Yeah. Same way at church and potluck dinners.
From what I've learned, it's probably wise.
Yeah. But people would, especially, God, I hate to say this and him not be with us anymore, but the legendary Uncle Charlie.
Yep.
Is he with us still?
I believe so.
Okay, good.
Yes, sir.
What a sweet man.
He would show up with not just like one biscuit per, he'd bring the catering portion of chicken.
Really would.
I mean,
it's been many a times.
God love you, Uncle Charlie. You are here with,
I'm glad you're still alive.
You come here with trays of food.
I know. Freaking awesome. Like gallons of lemonade and nuts.
I know.
Wow. The guy.
You provide him lunch, too.
There was one guy who hated, he really didn't like us. He'd always text in mean, vile things.
Oh, yeah.
But he'd always bring food. It was really weird.
Yeah, but that
did that
when
end?
We finally met him in person, that was his style, though. He's a heckler, but he loves you. Like, it's one of those wild things. Like, when you go to... Watch, Paige's going to start singing in her head. When you go to wrestling, and you don't really... I mean, you care, but you don't really care. But when your guy loses and the other guy walks by, you're flipping him off feverishly or whatever. Like, you in the moment, you don't...
Just like you did to Arn way back in the day.
Oh, man.
You had me with the Royal Rumble.
Oh, man, that used to be the one I would always buy. I only bought two pay-per-views back in the day, the Rumble and WrestleMania.
I got Mania and Survivor Series.
You always felt like you're getting your money's worth with the Rumble. Yeah. Like, everybody has to work.
And plus, they did start doing things. Here she goes. I'm tiptoeing through the tulips. I'm tiptoeing through the tulips. Is when they would have like surprise entrants. Like legends would come out. Like, you know, they'd bring in Sergeant Slafter after.
I know who he is.
Not wrestling. I know.
He said Paige is the only one he didn't call a maggot that day.
No. He.
Oh, that's what maggot people should call themselves.
No, they should. Don't give the other side any ideas either. You're doing marketing for leftists. But, Paige, at any point of that day, because I can't, as a man, I can't tell. Was.
Which day?
Oh, with Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh.
In there, who
was
a
interesting. Very nice man.
Great interview, but he was very, 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 very nice to you in that.
He's very attracted to me.
Old fashioned man way of. Yeah, I've not watched any human resource video, so I don't know really.
Yeah.
Did you? If it had just been a guy in here and not the Sarge, would you have like whispered to one of us or sent us a text like, "Hey,
probably."
Oh wow!
You know what happened?
It got worse when I took my son to the Comic-Con thing, and he did mention something to me in front of Jerry.
What did he say? Did he snap your bra?
I don't know.
Come here. Put you in the cobra clutch and just started pushing your head down slowly.
I don't know.
You know what happened before that with one Aurelian Smith?
Oh, yeah.
AKA.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Jake the Snake.
Jake the Snake.
He was nice,
you
too.
Won't be. Oh, you're scared of snakes? I go, one you won't be scared of.
Look at that real nice one. There
I don't like snakes. I told him that.
Yeah, but he said,
you don't
I got one. Yeah, kayfabe broken. He doesn't like him either.
He was always afraid of all the Damien. Macho Man should have been.
I'm going to get
You gotta get it to bite me.
You
wanna feel it.
It is weird through my veins. About snakes and how I'm afraid of it, but I keep I'm in the snake algorithm on social media because I posted something on snakes and I keep getting all these snake videos.
You gotta be on there with Creature Preacher.
Oh God. What's up with that dude?
Where's he always been? Wherever he's at, he'll always check in. I'll get like a video or, you know, a comment on Instagram, like, you know, he's still out there doing his thing, but
hello guys, I'm talking to you live from the Amazon right now. Not the distribution center in Spartanburg, the actual river.
I'm wrangling an anaconda right now.
I'm trying to get some of this water I shouldn't say that.
Similar of what your mother would do way back in the day. Wrestle snakes. One in each hand.
And I'm not talking about a tent meeting revival either.
Oh boy.
What is the voice I'm giving him? I'm giving him a voice that's not true to his reaction.
No. It's close. As I am talking to you guys, I am watching a spider crawl around in my nuts right now.
It's best to just let it go and leave it alone.
I have a spider web tattoo on my nuts. He thinks he's at home.
You sometimes kind of sound like Johnny Depp as a vampire a little bit.
Oh no. I'm not trying to sound like a Dracula.
No.
Like a Nosferatu.
If I leave the spider down there upon my testicles, eventually it will weave me a pair of underwear, and I won't get in trouble for being nude out here.
I think I just felt an earthworm in my ass crack, boys. Hang on for a second. I have fire ants on my toes.
Oh, in my...
Bill, he knows the dangers of each of these animals, but he'll go after him anyway. And he'll tell you why you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, he's very smart about all this
stuff.
Well,
after it's happened to him and...
Oh yeah!
I just don't want to have God, here we go.
Match game, early match game. Let's see.
Stingray killed him.
Impalement.
No, he did.
The guy, though.
Crocodile Hunter.
Crocodile. Yeah, no, what's his real name though? Irwin.
Yeah,
Steve
Irwin.
Steve Irwin.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, it was a contributive effort right there. Fella.
That's what Jeopardy should be.
Yeah, like they're all three are against Alec or whoever it is now, which I don't even know.
I think it's Cedric the Entertainer now.
Everybody gets a whirl at it. My God.
I can't remember names, so
no,
I'm not judging you at all.
Remember movies. Like, and then I'll send myself an email. Like, I got to really share this with you real quick if I can find it. Where, again, you just got to get your ass together. You do. I mean, and I'm saying that to myself. And also, so I get this email. Or I sent this email to myself. It says... Trapped Max Hartnett.
Oh.
Trapped Max Hartnett.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the hell is that? So I Googled that. And it was from where you told me, Fat Boy, to watch that Josh Hartnett movie, Trapped, and it's on Max.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Did you watch it?
No, but I added it to the thing. But just, you know, in the moment, I said, let me send myself an email. And then... 7-8 hours later, I was like, what is this?
I was trying to decipher.
And I sent it to myself.
Like, is there a guy named Max that plays for the Hornets?
It's Charlie Hornets.
Yeah, it's real good.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it next week when the blizzard comes.
I'm going to hold you to it because you...
And I ain't talking about Dairy Queen.
You might have some time this weekend. It's a holiday coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll be in Washington on Monday.
Yeah, I wonder if there are people planning to make that 10-hour drive from where we are.
Are you really serious about that? I know the turkeys of the upstate are glad a couple of them are leaving for the weekend. That's a little inside fun joke. You know, a big supporter is a turkey hunter, is what I'm saying.
Has there ever been, and I'm sure there has been, an inauguration on a holiday?
You know...
Because I don't remember it happening.
Like I said the other day, I actually thought that it was Tuesday. And I actually sent an email out that had that faux pas in it. I was like, the inauguration is next Tuesday. I'm like, well, no, it's not. It's Monday.
Get above it at Monday.
But it's weird because it's King Day also.
Yep. So, which his birthday was, a couple days ago? Martin Luther King?
Really?
Yeah.
And you didn't put him in Celebrity Birthdays?
Well, we did Happy Heavenly.
Oh.
He was going to be in his 90s.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But we had to wait until, you know, Monday to
celebrate. Is CSK still with us, or is she gone to be with Martin?
I think did she die last year? I want to say she died last year or the year before.
I don't remember.
Or just recently.
It's a cool thing to do. Somebody with three names, you get their initials now.
Well, Anna's going to be really busy because, you know, the national championship's Monday night, too, so.
Good Lord.
And they say that, you know, they always
and get Netflix, Raw.
Yeah. And they get a bigger crowd in Atlanta on King Day. They have, you know, celebrations. And
I'm going to have Raw in the right corner. I'm going to have the inauguration on the left corner. I'm going to watch
Raw. You got to get extra TV. That's where your paycheck's going to go, buddy.
Buy another TV.
You're going to go get you a Curtis Mathis.
Oh, Kurt. He's still with us.
I believe one of them are.
Okay, good. Hey, yeah, that's two people.
Yeah, you're going to go to Mutual Home Store and get you a big TV?
Mm.
That was the place back in the day. That's where you went.
In Easley, right?
Yeah, there was Easley, and then there was one on the West End here. Off of Pendleton Street.
Yes.
The Arts District.
Yeah.
Oh.
The one in Easley was cool because it was split level. You can go downstairs.
Uh-huh. It's like, wow, man. Like, this is... It's like how a lot of those buildings are, which I know they raised the streets and all this stuff, but like... Like, for instance, the old Army Navy store, remember, like, going down into the... That...
It's where we ghost hunted.
It went down three stories from the ground level. So, like, why? I get the explanation for it. Because it was cooler underground, and you didn't have to... I'm like, yeah, but...
But everything was built on the bomb shelter type of mentality.
Right. Yeah. And everybody had a root cellar then.
Yep.
Sure. Shut them down, shut them down, shut them down. All right, the music's already ended. Fat Boy, let me, and I'm not trying to sit here and blank your blank, but yesterday you worked your butt off. In between, I mean, we all did, let's be honest. But in between all the rigmarole of the actual show, splitting the podcast up, answering calls about previous calls while on air to arrange an update interview today.
It's going to happen at 8 o'clock with Holly. She called too late. I'm like, damn it. We can't get to you right now. Please call back tomorrow.
Paige shows her butt if she don't get to do that last headlines.
She really does.
I start throwing crap.
She literally moons us.
She's like a monkey. She starts hopping all over the desk, throwing poo at us.
She really does. She'll hurl it.
You remember, I did shot put. She does another kind of put. Slanging it around.
That's great.
I know which way you're going to go with. I thought you were going to say shot boot.
Well, that would work. That's probably easier for the ears, huh? All right. Oh, you can tell God. It's Friday and payday, can you not? Although, man, I mean, it feels like...
Oh, I get to keep the stub.
Don't get no stub anymore.
Remember that old joke?
Yeah. They take it all, leave me the stub.
Yeah. Nothing on paper, nothing.
So the girl that called yesterday.
Tiff.
Tiffy time. She is angry with a friend that her and her fiancé are getting married. And they picked out the bride's she did. And then he's got his groomsmen. And they decided they were going to buy the dresses, not try to make somebody, this kind of dresses we want, so we will buy them. And I'm sure that I've seen yes to the dress, and it's very expensive. Under duress, I've watched that show. So she said, I just got to be honest about this. My friend gained weight. She's not going to fit in this dress, and I kind of want to ask her not to be in the wedding. Well, as the recent rating showed you, we're very popular, and I say that because you help us, and you talk about us online, and that... Certainly, these billboards, they're not working, but your word of mouth, they are. And the girl she's talking about caught wind of it. I don't know if Fat Boy knows if she actually was listening or caught wind of it, but she wants to come on and tell her side of it.
Caught wind.
Back today.
Yep.
That 8 heat.
O'clock. Holly.
I'm hoping in the segment after that we can get Tiffy on and we can settle this once and for all.
Yeah, we got her number.
And we got the old mud wrestling pit out back, too. So.
We really do. Need some mud because it hasn't rained. But
you know. We had to kick some unhomed out of there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Had to. Some geese, too.
Yeah. We put on cleats to do it.
Nice.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. I didn't really. Kick the hell out of the trash can plumb across the room. My bad. All right. I'll get you them numbers in a minute. Paige, what's up in the play?
As all we're getting dressed to go to work. Do you have the most popular dream job in America? We'll find out what that is next in your Rise Guys headlines.
I'd love to hear what that is to somebody because, you know, the whole thing of heaven for somebody is hell for you. You know what I mean?
Heaven without her feels like hell tonight.
Oh.
That was great Aaron Tippin. that said that.
If loving you is right, I don't want to be wrong.
When he was looking for his blue angel.
The same one. Flew?
Blue.
Blue in the arms? Flew in the arms.
Blue, flew.
Blue, she flew and she didn't blow into his arms.
I thought we were writing a song. That's how it starts.
Oh, I see.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got a cigarette break. I'm overdue for.
Okay, cool. Paige, we'll get into that next.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Happy Friday, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Bat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Well, ironically, the dream job in America and in the world are similar fields. Yes.
Similar fields.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, football.
Not the actual standing
David
field.
Ebbets.
Field of expertise. Dreams. So if you ask someone, like, for
Field
example, someone in school, what their dream job would be, they probably wouldn't say an electrophysicist or something like
what
that.
What is that?
I don't know.
I don't either.
You just made up one.
So, or, you know, what would they want to do? So new research.
I want to be an electrophysicist.
So new research came up with a list of top dream jobs worldwide. And they
worldwide.
Mm-hmm, they were looking into targeted online research on stuff like how to be a flake. And in the end, the top dream job across the entire world was, do you want me to get to that or you want me to go to the bottom of the list? I'll tell you the bottom of the list.
This radio show host even in the...
No, God. I didn't even make the list. At number 20 was a paramedic. And I understand why that would be, people want that job, but it's such a tough job.
It doesn't. Well, I know somebody that did it, and that 24-hour shift every other day killed him.
Yeah, it's tough.
Not literally, but, you know, damn near. Plus, I don't think the pay is great, right?
Yeah, and I think with the people that I know, I hate to refer to Chris all the time, but I kept saying, why don't you be a paramedic? Why don't you be a paramedic? He said, because it's the golden hour. You have really 1 hour to save a life, and I don't want that every day of my life.
You know, got to respect that. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how people that do that. I'm glad they do it. People who do it, they do it, and it's awesome. I don't know how you just leave that at work. I bet a lot of you don't. God bless you for it.
Yeah,
that'd be rough. Hard.
Plus, you want to move up to that medevac. That's hard to get to.
Like, you go roll up on a real bad mangled wreck or something, and then, like, as soon as that survey, it's dinner time.
If somebody flipped a bird, but their arm got chopped off at the same time, so it's still laying there with the bird on it.
Right. So you're like, all right, you're offending me. Put that away.
You're
sitting there touching the guy going down the road with it. He's driving, flipping him off. Slow down.
Plus, I thought we could count on some of you to not take pictures of the scene, but evidently that's the thing.
Oh, God.
I think with my husband, it's a good idea not to work in the same town where you are, you know, a EMT or whatever, like he was, because you don't want to pull up on somebody that you know. And that's happened to him before.
That's got to be hard. I pick like a small town.
Or just, you know, miles
happens.
Away.
Pick a town where you don't like people.
Like, I would be.
It might make you not try as hard then, though.
Don't you want to be a small town detective where you can just, I'm going to go to work and not do anything?
You don't care.
Yeah, but those are like, in the heat of the night and all this shows, that's where all the crap went down is the small town.
God, they had a murder a week.
Yeah.
Solved it in an hour, though, so
they
that's
did.
Cool.
And they'd run out of people. It'd always be some stranger that was in town or the judge's son.
So next on the list is a
We got a population of 28. One of us did this.
Who did it? We're going to send the hot cop Bubba.
Don't look at me. It wasn't me. No, don't look at me now. It wasn't me. It wasn't me now.
That's when they send Bubba to talk to the wives or the girlfriends to get some information out of them.
And Bubba, you sure are cute and handsome.
Ooh.
Look good.
And then you have real estate agent, flight attendant, firefighter, psychologist, dietitian, YouTuber.
The psychologist is interesting because, you know, I think the reason people want to do that is to, and they'll tell you straight up, I like to analyze people.
Well, my first little degree is in psychology.
But you, yours?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
When I went to college, the first
time. At your old books.
She likes to analyze.
And
they used to have a friend that was into, they were not a psychologist, but they had to take some psychology classes, and I bought one semester their books from them so I could read them. True story.
Dang, man.
Yeah. Because I don't have the smarts to do that job. I mean, I just don't. I'm fine with admitting that, but I love the explanation of why people are the way they are. Like the thing we were talking about off the air, Fatboy, that Fatboy even said off the air this last time, dude, we got to talk about that because that was good.
Oh, yeah.
But what ultimately makes you who you are as an adult, is it always attributed to your childhood?
Yeah. Do you circle back to your parents?
Yeah. Do you do men really marry their moms?
It has a lot to do
that's
with...
That's a big psychological thing.
It has a lot to
thing.
Do with what you're going to be.
The Oedipus or whatever is complex.
What
Oedipus.
You find is if... with the way people behave, it has a lot to do with your childhood.
Uh-huh.
And if... I don't want to generalize. But anyways, the
but
reason...
it's true.
The reason... You know, if your dad was abusive and hit your mother, there's a chance that you're gonna be violent, and that's going to be your go-to is domestic
that's one of
violence.
The
and
biggest downfalls in society is repeating the cycles of the stuff that you will tell people bent you and made you a bad person, but yet you'll repeat the cycle.
Just don't do it.
And it's just... That's not the reason why I decided not to go into practice or anything like that. It's because the system is broken, and I've realized at a young age that I couldn't deal with it and fix what I wanted to fix.
I don't think that's why. I think a makeup counter came calling. I said, look.
Well, at that time, I was making for the...
It's
was,
Max. Good morning.
There are faces out there that need to be covered.
Max who? It's Max Factor.
But I knew...
You sot.
It's Terry Langholm.
I had a family member that I felt like I wanted to help, you know.
No, hold on, I gotta take this call. Hey, Paige, it's me, Mary Kay. What's up, girl?
Hey, girl.
We're getting a pink bus this weekend. We're going out for a bachelorette party.
This is Donna Avon, Miss Paige.
Donna Avon.
Would you like to come sell some bath bubbles?
Don't forget your Stanley Home products. Hello, it's Stanley.
In California, a lot of the mental health system is just not great, and people are just put out on the streets.
Yep. And well, it's all easier to explain with just saying the word pills.
Yeah.
That explains it.
Hell
there
yeah.
used to be...
You got all the Piedmont listening now.
In office, our numbers just shot up in Mayo.
Sorry.
The number of... You know, used to you'd go sit down and talk to somebody, or they'd lock you up in an insane asylum one, but now it's just like, oh, take these pills. Take these pills, because money. And that's... You can't really argue. I mean, bring it. But you can't argue with that. It's just the answer.
God, look what they advertise, man. How many pill commercials do you see every day?
Again, we're one of three countries, of larger countries in the world, three, that allow medical commercials.
But there is a factor that people do need lithium, and they do need that to level out their
brains.
Man.
And for cell
important.
Phones.
So anyways, all right, so.
We got to go to break, though, for real.
The number one, I just said the number one dream job in the world is a pilot. The number one dream job in America is a flight attendant. Isn't that ironic? Maybe that's because it's all changed because we were stuck at home for so long.
Is it easy to do, like to get to? Like, hey, I want to do this, and like two, 3 months later, you're already doing it?
I think it's
easier. I hope it's not that way for pilots.
No, not for pilots. Like, you got to know somebody, right?
You got to put some hours in and fly, know what you're doing, and...
That seems
have
like
some kind of common sense.
I know a girl pilot, or lady pilot, I should say.
Does that seem like boring, like kind of like nerd fest, like flying a plane?
I love it. I don't fly a plane, but I...
I was going to be my next question. When the hell did you fly a plane?
I have flown in small planes before.
That's frightening, too. I've done that. You look out, you see ice on the wing... And you're like, hey, is this good that there's ice on the wing here in this little private plane?
I love it.
Yeah, we're high. It's fine.
Don't worry
no big
about
deal.
It.
You're high.
And
no,
hot
I'm
air
at altitude.
Are great, too. Anyways, well, I'm Paige, and this year Rise Guys headlines.
Page was wonderful. Fat boy, sorry. Probably won't be, but we'll give the old college try.
It ain't going to be, man, because we got some sad news yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Sports legend has left us.
Yes.
And I cannot find the clip that I wanted to play for this guy.
Is it four words?
No, I can get that one.
Oh, okay, I figured that would be the one. I figured that should be on his tombstone.
I should have got that one because it was the most popular, but my favorite one is, you'll need a rocket up his ass to catch that one. That baby's gone.
You know what I'm going to have on my tombstone, Paige?
Pepperoni.
Damn you.
Yeah, boy!
Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys Daily Podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
On this day in sports history for you here, way back in 1994.
Way back.
There was a big boxing match.
Ooh.
31 years ago.
Good Lord.
This gentleman won by a split decision. He said about his opponent, he was such a wimp, I actually got bored punching him. His sister Marie would have been a tougher fight. Yeah.
Donny Osmond.
Talking about Danny Bonaduce beat Donny Osmond.
Oh, my God.
Celebrity fights, dude. That was, and then the follow-up to that was Screech against, was it Jaleel White? Did he fight?
I don't remember.
Somebody like that. But anyway. Danny Bonaduce is one of those guys that, I mean, it's amazing to me. Or like the Brady kids. A show, you're still employed, and good for you. But you're still employed in some way or fashion. Not off the royalties of the show you were on in the 70s, but from the folklore that remains, that keeps getting you jobs, whether it be in radio or hosting a game show or talking about the world's craziest criminals, Volume 9.
It sounds like you're talking about Christopher Knight all day. I don't remember if he
they
had
have a
match.
Podcast, the Brady Sons. I'm like, why?
Yeah, it's such a segmented market now.
I wonder what Peter and Bobby would do in this situation. Well, let's call them on their podcast.
Let's get Greg in here. And then our cousin Wayne, he'll stop by as well.
Yeah, George Glass is coming by.
Bob Uecker passed away yesterday, 90 years old.
Mr. Baseball.
Mr. Harry Doyle from the Major League Baseball, Major League movies.
Rest in peace.
He was also in Mr. Belvedere, which is where I first saw him as a kid.
Hell yeah.
Tons of stuff, man. 90 years old.
Member of the WWEF, whatever, Hall of Fame?
Yeah, that's true.
Just a bit outside.
He won a World Series with the Cardinals in 64.
Yeah, he was a catcher.
Yeah.
That boy's pitcher. He's a power bottom.
Hang on now. He's starting to splinter off, and I might have to look all these up. Bobby, he looked the same as he always did to me.
Yeah.
I don't know why he passed away. Did you hear?
Lord called him home.
That's what it was. 90 years old. I remember when he got stuck in the booth, and they had to come get him out with a ladder.
He did?
Yeah, a bunch of memories calling the Brewers games.
And also one of the best things is at the WrestleMania, I think it was 3 or 4, he's back there interviewing Andre the Giant. Andre the Giant, you remember the scene of Andre choking him?
Yeah.
And his tongue like, ah!
How did he?
He's an actor, so he did well with that.
I wonder if he had just, you know, the thumb and the booger finger of each hand. Just choking him that way.
Probably so.
Like every picture I see of Jesse James Dupree and a
kid,
he's choking
him. Makes sense.
Come here, I'm gonna choke you out, brother.
You don't want to really, like, choke him out in the picture.
We out of here, man.
Set up charge.
Hate to leave you on the Bob Uecker, but, you know, rest in peace.
You could at least play the theme song to send us to break. That'd make us feel better. Maybe a rejoin with it. Who knows?
Might have to.
Man, remember the old picture we had of the old studio? We had Mr. Belvedere in there, and someone drew a racial symbol on it.
Oh, I forgot about that.
A symbol that, I shouldn't say racial, but a symbol that started off as a peaceful symbol and then was taken and meant something else. I was like, God, was he? I didn't know that.
I just remember he ate a large chicken wing, which was actually a coupon. The coupon itself was a piece of chicken.
Oh.
Like on one side, it was a chicken
like
leg.
Like on an episode.
No, like the actual coupon.
Oh.
Because we had an advertiser at the time. I'm like, these are cool.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what it was.
And then we popped him on his face like he was eating it.
So, Bob Uecker, you wanted to know when he passed.
Yeah, I didn't hear
He one. Had small cell lung cancer since 2023.
Oh, no, Bob.
Good Lord.
Bless his heart.
Was he a smoker? I don't know.
Well, you could get that with anything.
Well, wow. Also, I'm moved to say this. He's not my Uncle Bob, but my friend's Uncle Bob, he has fought cancer what will now be his fourth time.
Jesus.
And yes. And I mean, it's I hate to say this, but like each time you can tell, you know what I'm saying?
It takes a lot.
And
sure does.
So I want to say, like, dude, I haven't seen you in like 15 years, but you're a fighter and you will beat it for a fifth time. So
yeah,
Uncle Bob,
we
are in your corner. You can do it again. Damn the cancer. All right. We will. I'll go home.
I'm sorry.
We'll go. Well, I know. He's like, well, I don't want to end on that. And then I bring up something even more. But
I mean, look.
That's so just sorry. The way it is.
You gotta look out for Uncle Bob.
How about this, though? It's Friday. Morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.